tell the story.
This is First Nation Ministries. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to Native American tribes throughout North America, providing food, clothing, and other life essentials. Now here are your hosts, Deborah Klein and Marv Betcher. We'll pick up where we left off yesterday as Debbie continues with her teaching, Do We Know God and Can We Know That We Know God?
The Bible says, whom he loveth, he chastises, and so he will bring us back in. And we've never lost our place in the family. We're still his children, but he has to do some correction. That's part of how we can know that we know him, when he doesn't let us get by. It's a fearful thing when you get by with wrongdoing for an extended period of time. Sometimes we get by with it for a little while, and we think that we're cheating the system. But, you know, eventually, I think it was Chuck Swindoll that said, and I put it in the newsletter, that disobeying God's law has consequences, always has consequences, eventually.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, I say quite often, you've probably heard me say this on the radio before, but I believe that the whole Bible is a story about obedience and disobedience,
mm-hmm,
from Genesis through Revelation. And for obedience, there's always blessings and rewards. And for disobedience, there's always penalties and judgments.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way it seems to be to me, anyway.
Well, what can we do to experience the assurance of our salvation? If you think about the important relationships in your life, like your spouse, or maybe your parents, your children, your good friends, close relationships, close healthy relationships require effort. We have to make time for each other, listen to each other, engage with one another. And we're living on a really fast treadmill right now. And I think it,
yes,
will be this way till the end. Everything is just going so fast. And so remembering what's important to us and protecting what's important to us takes effort. Passion requires discipline, is what it boils down to. And this is true of our relationship with God. If we are a child of God, he wants to have a healthy relationship with us. He wants us to know and experience how much he loves us. And if we want that kind of a relationship with God, if we want to experience his love and his nearness, if we want to know that we know God, it's going to require work and spiritual discipline. The Apostle James wrote in James 4:8, draw near to God, and he will draw near unto you.
Yes.
Spiritual disciplines are kind of designed to draw fallen, fickle, weak human beings, which means you and me, all of us, into God's presence. They are intentional practices that create the space that we need to encounter God and experience his nearness. And he has so graciously provided spaces, places for us to do that. There's reading the word, praying, worship, evangelism, stewardship, serving, fasting, silence and solitude, journaling, learning, a lot of things. But I want to concentrate on three that I think are just the basics: Bible reading, prayer, and commitment to the church. We're kind of in an era and a society where people say, I am spiritual, but I don't believe in organized religion.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you hear that a lot now. But let's consider, Christ is the head of the church. So Christ is the head, and Christian, we are his body. And if we are trying to be a Christian all on our own and avoiding the body of Christ, which are other Christians, how can the head do what it needs to do? The head is connected to the body. First of all, I want to say, though, spiritual disciplines do not guarantee us a life that doesn't have trials. We are broken sinners living in a broken world, and that means that spiritual disciplines are not a magic formula to protect us from defeat or discouragement. We still face seasons when we feel alone, maybe desperate. We feel disappointment. And so spiritual disciplines will help us to grow in our relationship with God and to heal the difficulty and the trials of life. And if we ignore these disciplines, we are going to find ourselves spiritually famished, dry, drifting from God. You can see, you know, it's funny because God likens his relationship. He says we are his bride. So he uses that human male-female relationship as an example. And you know, either yourself or maybe from other watching friends, or that if you don't have disciplines in place in a marriage, you'll drift apart. How many times do we hear people, well, we're getting a divorce, we just drifted apart? Well, that should not be.
No.
That should not be. It takes effort. It takes time. It takes commitment. It takes loyalty. Disciplines that keep us engaged with that person that we promise to love, honor, and obey. And it's the same with the Lord. These are disciplines. We cannot grow or thrive apart from the Bible, hearing it taught. The Bible is where God speaks to us. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, Paul wrote, "All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be competent, equipped for every good work." And so in the Bible, God tells us who he is and who we are and how we are to live. And it's where God encourages us and corrects us and challenges us and exhorts us and comforts us. It's where he offers fatherly protection. He warns us about the enemy and enemy territory and shows us how to avoid the devil and his tricks and his traps. And it's where he gives us the power that we need to press on and strain forward. And as we read the Bible and hear it taught, we encounter God's love and affection for his adopted children. We encounter his promise that for the children of God, the best is yet to come. He tells us in his word that he will forgive our past and empower our present and perfect our future. And when we hear God speak these truths to us in the Bible, we begin to experience the assurance of our salvation. It's that unction again. You just know that you know that you know that you belong to him. When I first started reading, yeah, I know, I'm a preacher's kid, grew up in the church. I bet I can best most of you if we counted how many services we've gone to in our lives. So I knew the words, but I didn't start reading the Bible for myself until I was in my 20s. You know, there's a lot of it that I didn't understand. I just started with the Psalms because I could understand that. It just grew from there. Talking about relationship, think about your children. Remember when you had babies and they first start learning how to talk and there's a lot of gibberish in there? You can't understand a word of it. but you go, you talk back, or maybe it's a pet, you know. I have a dog that I talk to now, go figure. But I do, you know, and he just looks at me and he'll tilt his head and, you know, and it just grows our relationship. The same with your child when they're babies, just that communication, even though we can't understand each other, just the fact that I'm listening to you, I'm tuned in on you, and that grows that relationship right from the beginning. And that's how it is with God. You don't have to understand all the scripture or have everything all together. You just start talking to him. He don't underestimate God's ability to nourish our relationship with him as he speaks to us in the Bible. And we don't have to understand everything he says. Because as you walk with the Lord, you begin to understand more and more. Just as a child begins to understand what you're saying, they catch on, no, no, or candy. There's just, that's how, you know, and it's that way with God. We start learning to know him and growing in our relationship. The other thing that is so important is prayer. The Bible is God's way of speaking to us, and prayer is our way of speaking to God.
We'll need to stop here today, but Debbie will continue with her teaching, Do We Know God and Can We Know That We Know God, on Thursday's program. Thank you for listening to First Nation Ministries, where our goal is to reach out to the Native American tribes throughout the country and share Jesus Christ with them. We do it through an act of love by providing much-needed food, clothing, bedding, and just those basic things they simply don't have. You can help us by donating those basic necessities to First Nation that would in turn be driven and delivered to our Native brothers and sisters. God made it clear to our founder, Don Klein, many years ago to reach out to these hurting people, and we want to continue that vision to take the powerful message of Christ to our Native American family. Thank you so much. Tomorrow, please join us for our classic edition of First Nation Ministries with our founder, Reverend Don Klein.
I love to tell the story.
You can help us reach our Native American brothers and sisters with your prayers and financial gifts. Please write to us at First Nation Ministries, Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. That's Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. You can call us at 503-477-6077, 503-477-6077, and visit our website at firstnationministries.org.